It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved funding for a bill that would help finance the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. That program would help veterans who are struggling with homelessness and mental health issues.
Last September, two of Wisconsin's three housing facilities for homeless veterans were closed. The shelters were located in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle blamed each other for the funding gap that led to the closures. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program funding was not included in the compromise budget reached by Governor Evers and Republican leadership in July.
To hear about what this funding allocation would do and the grant program to support it, we have Joey Hoey, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Joey, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Is it a challenge for veterans here in Wisconsin to secure safe and adequate housing around the state?
Yes, I think there's various estimates of the number, but yeah, it's pretty clear that there's a problem, and especially for veterans.
What are those biggest obstacles that you see?
Well, they're similar to the obstacles that other homeless people have, you know, affordability. A good number of them have mental health and substance abuse problems.
What are the risks for veterans who slip into homelessness or who have difficulty with the transition from the military to civilian life?
Yeah, I think there's a general feeling that veterans don't like to ask for help. So I think that segment of the homeless population is even more at risk for the kind of spiraling downward effects of homelessness. So pretty dire for veterans.
In September, the state VA closed two of its Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations, as you know, and the VA cites not enough funding in the state budget. Why is that?
Yeah, we over the last couple of years, it became clear that the program, we operate this program with it's a grant program with the federal government. They pay us $85 a day. Per veteran to run these transition programs. The $85 a day is barely enough to house them, let alone provide the kind of counseling and education to get people back on their feet. And when the governor submitted his budget, he asked for $1.8 million more so that we could keep all three facilities open. Unfortunately, the Joint Finance Committee took that money out. And when the Democrats in the legislature tried to put it back, the Republican majority rejected that effort, all except one. Senator Jacques did vote, pretty unusual move. Senator Jacques voted with the Democrats for an amendment to the budget that would have put that money back in. The Joint Finance Committee did this knowing full well that we would have to close those two facilities. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau had prepared a paper that they made available to the Finance Committee before that vote. And it said that if we didn't get, and their estimate was that we needed even more. The nonpartisan Bureau said we needed $3 million to keep that all three facilities open. So when the legislature voted the final vote and didn't put that money back in the budget, we had to make the tough decision to figure out how much money we had, and we could only keep one of the three sites open. So we closed Chippewa Falls in Green Bay and kept open the one down in Union Grove.
So to be clear, if this bill then is signed by Governor Evers, would it reopen the closed facilities?
No, there's a lot of confusion. This bill, if we got the $1.8 million in this that's appropriated in the bill, we could reopen the facility in Green Bay. But this money is going to four programs that are run by nonprofits, all four in the southeast corner of the state. It's a bonus to those organizations to help them make up the difference between the $85 that the federal government gives and the cost of running their programs. So this money will not reopen our facilities. None of it's coming to the VHRP program. This is going to four nonprofits, and we're fully supportive of supporting these nonprofits. They're our partners and they do great work, but they're in Madison, Janesville, and Milwaukee. So it means that none of this money is going to help, no matter what someone might try and tell you, this money is not going to help homeless veterans in the northern and western part of the state.
So what I'm hearing from you is that the federal government and the state government are not providing sufficient funding to meet the needs of these veterans who need help.
Yeah, the federal per diem, the GDP program, does not provide enough to run the program. And the state, the legislature does provide a couple $100,000, but it's not enough to really make these run. These four nonprofits that run these programs, they are able to privately raise funds, you know, solicit money. So they have to backfill that. So they do that, and it takes a lot of work from them, and I think you're going to hear from them. So this $25 will help them and the veterans they serve, but it will not help any other homeless veterans in the state, and it's certainly not going to result in there being these kind of programs available in northern and western Wisconsin.
Joey, thank you so much for the clarity. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Joey Hoey, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Now we turn to a Milwaukee-based nonprofit that provides housing and supportive services for veterans in Wisconsin. Greg Fritsch is here, President of the Center for Veterans Issues. Greg, welcome.
For having us on this morning.
Yes, and looking at this bill, providing roughly $1.9 million over the next 2 years to address veterans' transitional housing. Putting it to you, is that enough to meet the needs you see around the state?
Well, it's not enough, but it will go a long way. We're very grateful to have this legislation moving so quickly through the legislature. I think it's going to hit the Senate floor very, very soon. As a result, we run the largest transitional housing and wraparound service program for veterans in the state. And these programs, the transitional housing programs, are difficult because they're 24/7. We provide not only a safe place for them to live, we provide programs, three meals a day, those sorts of things. And those programs cost a lot of money, and we run our program at about $500,000 deficit annually. And so we have to fill that gap by seeking additional funds from donors, hosting additional fundraising events, and find other ways to balance our budget, because costs never stop going up. So this will go a long way to help us provide more beds to veterans. Right now we have 81 men and 5 women in our transitional housing program. They live with us. We feed them 3 times a day. And the $85 we get from the VA, doesn't quite cover all of our costs. So we could receive up to $25 a day through this program, which again would go a long way to cover our gap. So we can continue providing these services.
And Greg, for these 81 men and 5 women, how long will they be in this transitional housing support? What is that transition like for them, where they would move out of this care?
Sure. So we have basically they could stay in the program for up to 24 months.
Okay.
We hope to get them through the program sooner. And our goal, our mission, is to help them create independent living situations again. So we have 64 site scattered apartments. We have another 20 in a transitional housing program. So we try and move them into their own apartments as quickly as we can. We can help them adjust to that financial reality of taking it over themselves through grant programs, through the VA. But the goal is to get them to take over the lease on their own apartment and then continue to support them with aftercare and other subsidies that are available through the VA or HUD or even the Department of Labor.
Greg, your organization is based in Milwaukee. It provides services around the state. As you look around the state, are veterans' housing needs being met in regions outside of southeastern Wisconsin?
Not to the extent that they need to be. Our transitional housing program everything that we do is in southeastern Wisconsin, but we have offices throughout the state. where we don't run transitional housing programs, but we do have wraparound services, and we are able to help vets pay rent, pay half of their rent for up to 6 months, provide them with security deposit assistance, those sorts of things. So that's much more of an independent living situation than what we have in southeastern Wisconsin, where it's transitional.
Do you have waiting lists?
We do have waiting lists, yes. The colder it gets, the longer the list gets. Now, we're not an emergency shelter. We're transitional housing. So we want men and women who will come and stay with us for, you know, 3 to 6 months, if not longer, and then turn them around and get them into an apartment or get them back into their homes, whatever it might be, so that, again, they can begin to live independent lives.
Greg, I wonder, what are the possibilities that you see when you empower these public-private partnerships between the VA and, you know, nonprofit service organizations like yours that are helping vets on the ground level, on the day-to-day?
Well, the public-private model works. It's not perfect, but it works. And the VA and the federal VA and the state VA are very helpful with us and our programs to get these men and women back to where they should be and need to be. As Joey said, there's a lot of substance abuse issues. Just sometimes circumstances conspire. And these men and women who served our country end up homeless. Mm-hmm. They end up on the street. And we have an obligation as a country to take care of them.
Greg, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Greg Fritsch is president of the Center for Veterans Issues. It's a Milwaukee-based nonprofit providing housing and supportive services for veterans throughout the state. We've been discussing veterans' housing needs and a bill that is advancing through the state legislature to help fund a program supporting homeless veterans that was approved by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee this week. We previously spoke with Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoey.